Food for thought. The plane to Nam set him down at Da Nang on April the 19th, 1970, with a year to serve if he were lucky enough to live through it. The first thing that struck him stepping off the plane was the heat. A country that had seemed so green and riotously alive from their incoming jetliner had air so close and hot it sucked his breath away. His second indelible impression was the look of the men waiting to leave on the plane that had borne him in. He could read his future in their past, in their missing limbs and their dull, haunted faces. The only thing that kept him from being scared was his countervailing sense that being scared was pointless. "I can't say, 'Hey, I don't want to go,'" he thought. He felt like a man who had been sentenced to a year in prison, hearing the gates clank shut behind him.